prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the last day of winter. Well, supposed to be, but I don't think it's going to work out quite that way. But today in West Virginia, it was someplace up to 85 degrees, about 78 here in the mountains, and supposed to have a chance of snow tomorrow night. So winter's not turning loose yet. But nonetheless, it was a beautiful day today. It really was. Welcome to this program. Now, of course, tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in the office tomorrow. We'll have a whole crew here tomorrow, I hope, getting things caught up and done. If you want to call tomorrow, I'd love to talk to you. You want to place an order, whatever you want to do, give a donation, just say hi. We do love hearing from all of you. Now, it may get a little busy, and can I talk a long time? But I want to talk to you. I really mean that. If you don't have long distance, you can call us toll-free. At 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, you can call us and save us some money. If you call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And we'd love to hear from you. I sincerely mean that. You all are the reason we're here. If you weren't out there helping us, we wouldn't be here. It'd be no need of it anyway. I mean, who care, right? So we're here trying our best to prayerfully glorify our Father in heaven, open people's eyes to some truth. Folks, I know that nobody likes to hear the news sometimes, and I'm blessed that a lot of good things are happening. There truly are. A lot of good things are happening in individual lives. I'm one of the people that know this. But on a world scale, on a worldwide scale, it is not so pretty out there. And it's not going to get any prettier. We're going to discuss some of that in a minute. We're going to talk to our guest, Melody Seastrom, with Discount Gold and Silver. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Melody and I go back a lot of years, many, many years now. I hope I say it that way, because it's been a long time. And we've done business together. We did radio shows together. We did one of her programs for quite a while. Now she's now doing one day a week on Friday at 4:00 p.m. Eastern live. You can join us on gsradio.net if you want to tomorrow afternoon. Friday afternoon at 4:00, I'll be with her. But we're just doing our best to get the word out to people. And this lady we're going to talk to tonight does offer precious metals to store. And boy, I wish I'd have had enough sense, enough money many years ago to store up some more. I could maybe help more people out, and more people that need help. There are family members right now. They're struggling financially. I've been blessed to do what I've done and managed to prepare for the future the best I can, because I did listen to Melody and some other people give me some wise counsel over the years. And now we're going to do the same thing tonight. We're going to share some news with you. We're going to just bring up some information. Probably a laugh or two along the way, and we'd like for you to join us. You can call us toll free at 844-769-2944. And know that we really are interested in what you have to say. You folks are the backbone of every radio show out here. And your insight is very important. I learn a lot from listeners. I believe me, folks, I'm not always a teacher here. I learn a lot from people that are out there paying attention to what's going on in the world and spreading it around to folks like me that to get it to other people. But anyway, there's nothing further to do. Let's bring up our guest tonight, Miss Melody Caesar. Melody, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me on your program.
Well, that's perfectly all right. I mean, this is not the first time we've been together on the radio, obviously. And I know we were talking before we come on the air tonight about Todd saying he misses us being together doing your broadcast a couple, 3 days a week. And I miss that, too, because we always had a good time and did our best to share the truth with people. And tonight we're going to do the same thing. And I did want people to know that tomorrow, to Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock on gsradio.net, they can listen to and do another live show, can't they?
Yes, they can. I'm real excited to do that. And we're also going to take calls, which is something new. So
it is new.
It'll probably happen, I don't know, maybe at the bottom of the break going into the second half or whatever we feel like at that day.
Well, we want people to join us. We do want them to join us. And, folks, I hope you do enjoy the programs we do for a lot of reasons. We have fun together, but we do cover a lot of serious things. We truly do. And we're going to cover some news tonight on different topics. But I'll let Melody start out, seeing as how she's a guest tonight and a lady. I'll let her go first. Please go ahead, Melody.
Well, I came up ready to the program I was going to talk about what the Fed was going to do and, that they were still going to, perhaps cut rates twice this year and so forth. And Zandi, he says we're heading for a recession by design. Well, we all know that. Everything that they do in today's world is a resign. And then I saw this headline that I thought probably impacts every listener that you have, Butch. And we were waiting for it. The president did the executive order to shut down the Department of Education. He still needs to, it still has to go through Congress and so forth. But they want to now start Social Security cuts. And
how many years have you been saying that?
Yeah, but this time I think they will.
I know, but seriously, I'm saying this seriously. You've been warning us this for many years.
Agreed. The problem that I have with all of these cuts is there's nothing to tell us what happens next. Okay, well, you want to close the Department of Education. Okay, what is the Department of Education? What are you cutting? What happens next? There is no next in anything that they're doing. It's just being done. There's no next. What happens next? What are you going to do to replace that? Or how do you, those that shouldn't be cut. And so then what? None of that. So Security, they're blaming it all on the illegal aliens. Well, mainly they go to Medicaid, Social Security and welfare. Where's the word welfare in here?
Yeah.
Those are a lot of the programs. But just to go in and idly say and cut without even, we have been saying for years Social Security is not going to be there for us, but we were just thinking it was going to run out of money. So I don't know.
Tell me how they going to do that with as tight as things are already for people. How are they going to do that? How are they going to sell that to the people without almost a civil war, because people that depend on that, and we all do when you retired it now, how are they going to do that?
They're just going to do it.
That should be interesting.
And the funny thing about it, he says, and they're going to use the illegal immigration as the amount of money that's being spent for them, the people that are on there. But they don't give us, show us how many. Show us how much money. Yeah, you could guess $100 billion to $200 billion, but compared to a lot of other things, compared to what the whole system costs, And so what they're going to do is they're going to go for more cuts. They're going to include eliminating thousands of employees, and they're just going to keep on and on and on cutting. They call it fraud with the illegal aliens and the disability programs. Experts say Americans and overseas crime rings are typically perpetrating fraud on entitlements, overseas crime. Asked for comment on Musk's remarks and proof that the immigrants living in America without legal status were to blame for the fraud. Again, you know, they're not showing us anything. We all assume, we all see, we all hear. And of course, we don't hear anything from any other politician in the world that's sitting in D.C. We never hear from them. And so this will be a major source of it's only going to heat things up even more than what they are. And again, I'm all for cuts. I'm all for this. But no, show me and tell us what happens next. They don't know. Well, we do know, though, don't we?
Well, we certainly know that how it's going to come together eventually. We know that. We've been saying it for years. But now, tell me, how are they going to sell to us? Seriously, cutting Social Security.
Selling anything. They just do it, Butch.
I know, but I mean, how are they going to do it? What's it going to mean? What are they going to say? Y'all getting too much money coming in. You don't need it. Now we're going to, what are they going to tell us?
I don't know what they're going to tell us. They're not going to tell us anything. That's the point. They'll just do it. They'll just start cutting these programs. They'll start cutting this. They'll eliminate people. They'll start eliminating a certain amount of money that they think is going to the wrong people. They'll just start cutting, just like they've done in every department so far.
Well, if they could eliminate fraud, real fraud, without affecting living people that are dependent on it, that's a wonderful thing. But you know, it has to make you a little nervous when you get to playing around the edges like that. What they're going to do next? You're right. But these are things we expected for quite a while. And there's a whole lot more than that even coming down the pike, Melody, that we should have our eyes on. You know, as Christians, as people actually say we believe the Bible, and we don't read the book of Revelation and other places in Scripture about the future and what's going to hold. Literally what it tells you the future in the Bible. I did a teaching three or four months ago on American prophecy, 3 hours long. That absolutely proved who we are in the Bible and what our future was. I showed it to them in the Bible, word for word. Most people won't pay attention to it anyway because they don't want to believe that. But it's in the book. A holy God does not leave his people without knowledge of the future and to know how to prepare for it as much as possible. And maybe by his grace and mercy, be able to help other people along the way with the same knowledge. But see, this is something that we've forgotten about as a church. We're here to do battle against evil. The churches today seem to have retired, mm-hmm. just waiting for the rapture to happen, not going to worry about anything else. But while the country is unraveling in about every way possible, Trump has done a lot of things that I totally agree with, Melody. He's done a lot of things I really agree with. Our governor has done a lot of things I agree with. But Trump is absolutely doing things behind the scenes that I don't think people want to believe. I don't think it's that they're not because they can't see it. They don't want to see it. What do you think about that?
You know, I agree with the principles. We all agree things needed to be done. I don't agree with the manner in which it's being done because it is creating the chaos. It's creating, you know, all these emotional, you know, things that the people, you know, think. So I don't think that is good. You know, it could have been done in a very timely, it could have been done right away. It could have, you know, it could be done, but not in the manner in which he's doing it. So I don't know. We're going through something that none of us have experienced. And it's just, I look past, you know, I saw this headline and I look past and I go back to the very basics of what I know and believe. And again, we've got debt too great to be paid. And all of these cuts and everything really don't mean all that much financially. It really doesn't. It's not going to help. Oh, it's okay. So you save a couple $100 billion. It's still pennies when you compare that we're heading into $36, $37 trillion in debt. you know, the daily budget, you know, the annual budget, you know, okay, balance that. You know, what's that mean? Who's going to pay the debt? I mean, those two separate things. So it will be interesting to, well, it's not interesting. It will impact each and every one of us. And, you know, sometimes we need to be careful what we wish for. We've heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
But I just don't agree with the way that it's being done. I think it's just being done, you know. And I see you talk about the belly of the beast. You talk about the beast. That's exactly what's happening in D.C. You know, and that's why we have Elon Musk in there. What do you think they're doing? This is my personal opinion. Where's your proof, Melody? Well, you know, I'm using a little bit of common sense. That's probably more truthful than a lot of people who say they know the truth. But anyway, I think that's what they're doing. I think they are in D.C. I think they are wiring the world at this point in time. I really do. They're doing the backroom things where they're putting this out in the front. They're all distractions. They're all to get people all fired up, and they're certainly fired up on both sides. And D.C. to me is the belly of the beast.
Well, I have to agree. Certainly, I think so. Definitely for the Western world. But you know, but economics, talking about economics, I know that I was reading this other day that in the last part of 2020, when the COVID nonsense hit, just in the last part of 2020, about 700,000 businesses went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
700. Now think about that. Only, we'll say, last 6 months, 2020, 700,000. Divide up by 50, that's a lot per state. That's just in the last part of 2020. And many of them struggled through there have fallen since then. I mean, Forever 21 finally just decided to file bankruptcy for the third time and liquidate everything they have. They're going out. They're done. They can't keep their head above water. Forever 21 just going down. It's just closing, period. So businesses that have been in business for years, we're seeing the after effects of COVID 4 or 5 years later still happening. So the unraveling of economics in this country is that was a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And watching the world also, and the tense situations at all of the world now. Just stop and think what's happening, not just in the Middle East and Ukraine and Russia, but the intensity of everything around the world and the struggles and the turmoil that's happening all of this world, for whatever reason, affects all of us now. We can't hide in our own little hole anymore, in our own little homes, and say, well, it's not going to affect us here. It does affect us here. And for whatever reason, if you like tariffs, don't like tariffs, whenever you put a 25% tariff on Canada and Mexico, and they do the same thing in turn for us, it raised prices. And I agree some of the reasons why you're doing it. I have no problem with that. Tariffs at one time were how the federal government paid their expenses. We know that before income tax was brought in, which is totally illegal. But nonetheless, all this is coming together at one time, LD, and people who are already struggling are having a harder time than they ever had before, if you know what I'm saying.
And I think, too, I mean, President Trump is 78 years old. And I think sometimes we remember him as during his first administration. And there is one thing I do believe is there's a big difference from the gap from, I don't know how old he would have been. He's 78 now, so there's a big difference between 70 and 78 and going into the next 4 years. And we see him as a vibrant man, but age is still age. And tariffs.
Did you have to say that?
Well, no. Well, Butch, I'm 39, so it doesn't mean anything to me.
Great answer.
But tariffs, to me, is from a world behind. We don't live in that world anymore. I mean, that's how much things have changed. And if you want to go back to that world to where tariffs work, now's the timing is wrong. It's not that the tariffs aren't going to work. It's just going to put more harm on people. manufacturing is not going to come back meaningful in any way to this country. What we're going to have is you're going to have a lot of tech manufacturing, perhaps, you know, with the, you know, Musk and, you know, all of them. But it'll all be technology. So I'm not quite sure how many good jobs it's going to provide. Well, if anybody thinks we're going back to the factory where you had a good wage and benefits like they used to have with Bethlehem Steel and all the other real good factories, you're dreaming. It's not going to happen.
It can't happen. The infrastructure has been destroyed. It would take decades, at least to a couple of decades, to rebuild what we once had. It's destroyed. It's not going to happen. And I hate to say that. It'd be a dream come true if it would happen. But if it started today, it would take a decade or two decades or longer to rebuild what we had and get it back online like we used to be. We used to produce everything we had in this country, from automobiles to clothing. Everything we needed was made in the good old US of A. And we were thankful for that. We truly were.
It's not going to happen.
It's no longer
now.
The case.
No. There's no way we can compete with the Asian countries. Forget China. You got Vietnam. You got South Korea. You got all of those countries, Philippines and India. We can't compete with them. They live on $3 a day.
Yes.
Ask anybody in this country who lives on $3 a day. It's not going to happen.
No, it's not. It can't.
They'll talk. They'll say it will. Because that's what people want to hear. But it's not going to happen. Can't.
I mean, all of us like to think that one day we go back to where General Motors was actually General Motors made in US of A. Or Ford. I mean, that's an American-made car. I mean, all like back to those days where we could look at those and say, we don't want a foreign car. They're not made like American cars. We want something of high quality. Then we could once say that. Appliances at one time, you know, you used to buy a refrigerator last 20, 25 years. Not the last 4 or 5 years, you're really, really blessed.
Not gonna happen.
So these are things that it's just, and because they're not made here anymore, for one thing.
Well, it's not only that, they make more money replacing things.
Of course.
You know, so it's all about money. So the only thing that would actually take us back, and I wonder how many people really want to go back. How many people really enjoy the world that we live in today where you can just go online and do, you know, listen to all your podcasts and everything like that. And you can go online and buy whatever you want and so forth and whatnot. And, you know, we don't have, I mean, you know, it's our lifestyle, our standard of living is, what do you say it is, Butch?
Well, I know I'm a kind of an odd guy. You go ahead and say it. You can say, hey, man, I'm an odd guy. But I love comparing finances of the 1950s and early 60s with today's finances that we make, and a dollar's worth so much in 1959 or 60 compared to today. You know, there was a time when a dollar would feed a whole family, buy 12 hot dogs. Mm-hmm. That's a true story. But a dollar a day won't even hardly buy you a pack of bubble gum. You know, I mean, or a pack of chewing gum or whatever. It's just how much dollars vanished. So it can't come back to what it once. It isn't. But, you know, you're talking about cutting back on jobs, government waste. I just read today, and I would never guess this. They were talking about the civilian workforce for the Pentagon. Now, listen to this. 5 to 8% of the Pentagon's workforce, civilians, is around 60,000 people. They have over 900,000 civilians working for the Pentagon.
Mm. Wow.
Let that sink in a minute. Who pays those wages? Obviously, we do.
Yeah, but we don't even know what they do. That's the whole
point.
No, we
don't.
Do you just go in there and cut them without knowing if their job is important? We don't know.
Well, we don't know. But the point I was just trying to make is who would have guessed to be 900,000 civilians working in the Pentagon? I mean, that's not that big a place.
Well, they're scattered all over. They're scattered all over.
But just 900,000, Melody, there's only 1.5 million people in our whole state. So I was just shocked to hear that. I didn't realize that many people would work more or less for the military, civilians. So we're seeing so many things, and I know that, for how much things have changed in my lifetime. In 1960, The households with married parents made up about 44.2% of all households. Today, it's down to less than 18%, 17.9% that are married couples.
Yeah.
Something's happened to the fabric of society, if you know what I mean.
So why would anybody? You're right. So the fabric of our society where we're at, where we're attending, why would anybody think that things could come back with that same fabric of society?
It can't.
We don't have America lost the heart.
Well, we haven't even got the moral faith. Tenacity to make it work anymore. And we can't even find people that want to work any longer. We have fast food places closing around this area and places where they can't find workers. That's true. So, and 58.4% of American households made up of either single or married adults with no, I mean, it's just going on from there. So, and in 1913, the federal income tax, of course, was brought out. It had 400 pages of an income tax. That's what the whole law was. Today, there's 75,000 pages on income tax. Now, I'm sure you read the whole thing, right?
Oh, yes. That's my nighttime reading. My nighttime reading material.
There you go. I mean, it's fun reading. So there's no way that we can ever think we could go back to where we once were.
No.
It's impossible. We never get it back. And I'm not trying to discourage people. Peace will come, as the Bible says, when the Prince of Peace returns and sets it up. Until then, it's not going to happen. And I know that. I don't want to kill myself. I also don't want to quit fighting the good fight and try and get people to see the truth and understand what the truth really is. I mean, we are fighting a battle now where Americans are working harder but making less.
Mm-hmm.
They're working harder at sometimes two or three jobs, but not doing as well as they were 50 years ago with one with the husband working and mama staying home. There's something wrong with that picture, isn't there?
There certainly is.
So we have to understand, folks, this is all for real. I mean, it really is. I mean, we're watching a country. I wish to God I'd say differently, but watching our people, watching our country kind of fade into oblivion a day at a time. And we got a president in Congress, maybe, some people may have to say this. Trump is doing some good things, but I'm telling you, folks, he's a Trojan horse.
We're
on the verge of going to war with Iran. They're talking about sending destroyers over there. The SS Eisenhower and the Abraham Lincoln, they're talking about sending them over there. And each one of those destroyers can carry 70 fighter jets. They're accompanied by battleships and submarines. Why would they discuss sending those to send around Iran? Trump's already warned Iran, either back off, it's going to be trouble. Melody, I don't know this to be a fact as far as it's going to happen tomorrow, next week, or next year, and hopefully never. But if we go to war with Iran, how quickly will... Oh, it's break time already. How'd that happen so fast? You sped up the clock. Look back at the break, don't go away.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods at bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, this folks, is we're war. What's on my mind, that the first weekend of April, Lord willing, we're going to be in Wisconsin with some other great speakers for a couple of days. I hope you can come and join us. I really do. I know for some of y'all that's impossible financially in other ways. But love if you come and join us up there. And don't come. Please don't come just to think you're going to hear a great speaker out of me. No. Now I'll be the mule up there with the thoroughbred. So just you get what you get. But you know, I'm looking forward to meeting Pastor Art Pulaski. I mean, really, truly, I am. I'm looking forward to shaking his hand. What a man of courage! What a man that stood for Christ through all kinds of turmoil. And I'm looking forward to meeting Ted Brower and also seeing Coach Dave again. And it's just such a good lineup coming up there. So if you want to get a hold of somebody, find what's going to happen, you call and talk to Rob Pugh, that's P-U-E. His number is 715-486-8066. 715-486-8066. Marsh and I will be flying up on Thursday, the 3rd. We'll be there to meeting all day, hopefully on the 4th, and I'll be speaking on Saturday, the 5th, and heading out there. No, on Friday, the 5th. No, Saturday, the 5th, excuse me. And heading out the next day. So I want y'all to come and join us if you can. I sincerely do mean that. So give him a call and talk to him, 715-486-8066. I just think that we need to encourage everybody can to come. If for no other reason, the fellowship of people like mine. And I mean that. But we're talking before going to break. And we're going to
that's
phone
next
calls.
Month, right? You said April?
April, first weekend of April.
Okay.
The fourth and fifth, I believe it is. So looking forward to it. I'll be riding up there on Thursday the 3rd and speaking on Saturday. Spend the weekend up there with a lot of good people. Looking forward to it. You got to come, Melody. Just hop in your private jet and fly on up there.
Yeah, I could do that. Move over, Elon.
There you go. Just call your buddy up and tell him anybody's playing.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's going to be in Warsaw, Wisconsin. But we'll get the phone calls, Jim and Yvonne, all of you. Just hang on 1 second, okay? But I'm going to finish this point about Iran. I'm surprised, as we were talking in the break, and Melody said that somebody had already cut off the Strait of Hormuz with what's going on there in the Middle East. It's just a matter of time it's going to happen. For vengeance against the U.S. and the West, it's going to happen. But if that does happen, You can look for the price of oil to go around $400 a barrel, and it can happen in a matter of a couple of days. It's not coming in. They're going to raise prices. It means your price of gasoline will go up somewhere around 10 to 12, maybe more dollars a gallon. So that's why we're telling people to prepare financially the best you can. And, folks, the paper dollar you're holding in your hand is not going to be worth a flip. It's going to be worth less than it is right now, and it's dropped 91% since 1959. You do as you want. That's all we need to offer. But I think it would be a wise decision to call Melody up and ask her some questions. And I'll ask you in a little bit if she got any specials to offer you folks, too, whether it be silver or gold. Gold went up to about almost $3,050 an ounce. I remember it's been some years ago when a friend of mine were up north in the state in Morgantown. We hit $2,000 an ounce. I thought, wow, that's great. Now it's topped over $3,000 an ounce. People that invested a couple of years ago almost doubled the money. Or at least did a 35% increase already over a couple of years. You're not going to get that anywhere else. And silver the same. So you need to call Melody and ask what you need to do and what you can do. Prepare for it. Melody, do you have anything you want to share with them as far as specials for the month?
You know, I was just working. I have some quarter ounce American Gold Eagles. You know, the price is getting up there a little higher. And, you know, folks, you know, would rather have some fractional pieces than just the 1 ounce coin. So I do have some of those that are on special. And I'll work the number here in just a little bit and give it to you at the end of the program. Okay. So, yeah.
Get ready, folks. Get ready to write that down. I mean, get ready to do that. Seriously. Let's go and take a phone call. Let's talk to Jim in Georgia. Jim, come on in.
Hey, Pastor, how you doing?
Good, sir. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I don't really see any way out of this mess. I'm 65 years old. I was planning to be semi-retired at 67. And now with a 20% cut in Social Security, it looks like I'm going to have to work till I'm about 69 or 70 full-time. And I'm ready to drop now. And to give you an example, I went and shot the cheap rifle today, and I the one I don't like, we discussed this a while back, and I bought the good Savage rifle. But I was thinking about taking that rifle to a gun show and selling it. But tonight, before your show, I was thinking maybe I just ought to hang on to it. That thing might be some barter material one day.
That's very true.
I mean, I've got a .308 caliber rifle that's very accurate and has a scope on it, and it just might be. You know, if I need a doctor, I can swap that for his services or something. You know,
that is true.
That is very true. But other than that, I don't see any way out of this mess. And people think that Donald Trump, and I voted for Donald Trump because I couldn't stand that word salad. I couldn't stand hearing Harris for the next 4 years. But he's doing all the some good things. But He's pushing for the digital currency, too.
Absolutely.
And I went on Facebook the other day and mentioned that, and it went right over everybody's head. Now, I don't know. I don't really have anything to add or subtract, Pastor. It's just I don't see any way out of this mess.
You know what? You know what I hear, and I hear it from a lot. We're just frustrated. We're frustrated because we wanted to see the change that, you know, would help, truly help a lot of people. But we're not seeing that. And we've become very frustrated at what's going on. And I hear it in your voice. I don't know. I could be wrong, but Butch and Jim.
Well, I am frustrated. You're
yes,
right.
Yes, we're very frustrated.
You know, I listen to a lot of talk radio at work when it's my turn to select. I work with a partner, and so when it's my turn to select a show, I listen to a lot of talk radio, and I don't know who the host was, but he's a very conservative host, and he said basically a lot of these federal employees, they weren't going to work. they're paying them, but they weren't showing up
That's
for
true.
Work. What are we going to do about that, you know?
But you know what? These were the people, well, I'm sure there were some before that, but these people were actually laid off, not getting paid. They were brought back because I think a judge said they had to come back. So they brought them back, but they're not allowing them to work, and they're getting paid for not working.
Well,
I mean, there's a little bit of
a problem.
That's the part of, you know, so I agree. But
yeah,
yet on the scale of things, but on the scale of things, I mean, that's why we get frustrated, because we're the ones who hear those stories. But on the scale of things, these are all distractions for something much bigger that is happening in the background. And I'm going to convert it right back into what I always do, is we got debt too great to be paid. And I do believe the system, and we've been talking about the system failing for how long, but they have a lot more patience than we do. They understand it because they're writing the programs. So it's all by design. We get that. And I think we're closer to that. And I think that's what this is all about. There's something they're doing. And these are all major distractions. And the media.
Do you remember Mark Warnke?
I do.
Well, he said, I went and heard him one time in Kennesaw, Georgia. And I had some videos of him back in the day. And he said that when a country can't pay the debt, the last thing they take is the people themselves. Put that in your pipe and smoke it tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're absolutely
right. And they take those people to war. That's another way to change your mind or something.
Give them,
And
I don't think we can beat China or Russia.
Well, we can't do it. We can't. I don't think either one of them. Both of them together, we wouldn't have a chance. No. And that's Ezekiel 38 and 39. You'll find it in the book. We're not going to beat them.
No.
I'll see you later, Pastor.
All right, buddy. Thanks
for
the call.
For your
appreciate
time.
It. You know, and I've known Jim now, by the way, Melody, a long time. He's had some serious health problems, and he's still hanging in there. Bless his heart. He's a fighter. And I understand his concerns. I really do. 65 years old, and no way to slow down yet. That could be rough when you're not well. It could be, seriously.
I know.
Well, let's talk to Yvonne in Kentucky. Yvonne, come on in.
Can you hear me, Pastor Butch?
Sure can.
Hi, Yvonne.
Tom Horn wrote a book, and he said that the New World Order will be in place by 2025. I went to make a phone call the other day, and AI came on and asked who I was and why I was calling and who I was calling. I told them about another business. They probably listened to my next phone calls. Anyhow, on stevequayle.com, March the 12th, they said that the government has to pass a budget, and they're talking about doing away with the Constitution. It might be on his archives, Steve Quayle, March the 12th. Tom Horn wrote a book about Wormwood, and Wormwood is in the Bible. And I was on Nassau, and they showed a picture of the United States split down the Mississippi and Florida gone. And my family are in Florida, and they think I'm too crazy to know what's going on. And then Nassau said this Wormwood is going to be a near miss. Well, Gary Call wrote a book, and it was En Route to Global Occupation, Gary Call, K-A-H. And he said it's the Masons that was on the Supreme Court that took prayer out of school. It's Illuminati. They're the Mafia, the Nazis, and the Cabal. And in Esther 8:17, read it. Haman's people converted to Judaism. I believe they're the cabal that run the New World Order. Chuck Baldwin has a lot of teaching about that, and so does John Terrell. European American, it's John Terrell, T-O-R-E-L-L. There's a video on YouTube, All Wars Are Banker Wars. As I believe they want war because it's big money for them. I read that they sent all of our Social Security to the Nazis over in the Ukraine, and we send billions to Israel, and they have more resources than we do. I read a book, The Bloodline of Satan, and it was I never finished it. It made me so sick. It was about Pizzagate and that sort of thing. And they said under George Bush that they were taking boys from Boys Town to be raped in D.C. so they could blackmail our Congress. Congress works 1 year and they get a lifetime pension. And I think I'm on my soapbox.
Okay. Good point, sir. Thank you for the call, Yvonne. Appreciate it. By the way, the United States is Israel's biggest resource. I'll tell you that right now. That's just a fact. I mean, you know, she's right about Ukraine. Trump said he's going to cut off all aid to Ukraine. Remember that, Melody? He told Zelensky, we're going to cut you off. You're on your own. Well, he's done put us back in. He's done started supporting him again. Without saying a word, he changed his mind right in the middle of all this. He's supporting him again. He's giving him information, satellite information, so they know where the Russians may show up, and he's sending billions of dollars again. The man is absolutely a blowhard. You can't trust him at all. Any comments before we move on?
No, I just wanted to make a comment about there was a continuing resolution on the budget that takes them paying the government until September, I believe it is. So that's when I think the stuff is going to be hitting the fan come, because, you know, they will. They are going to change things. They're going to change. They just couldn't focus on it this time. And I think we're in a very short time. I think everything will be done before the next elections. You know, there's a lot of elections coming up next year. And everything that he needs to get done, he's going to have to get done, because there's no way these Republicans will be reelected. I mean, I think it will change. And then he becomes somewhat of a lame duck in 2 years and a year and a half. So I think that's his time frame. I think he knows it. And I think that's why this is at the speed, because he needs to get it done now. And that was one of our complaints about him during his first administration, Butch. He had 2 years and didn't do anything.
Yep. And then Congress changed on him, didn't it?
And then it changed. And I think he knows that. So I think 2026 is a big year for something, you know, should be a celebration, but I don't think it will be. But in his mind, I'm sure it will be.
Well, we'll find out. Well, let's take another call. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch, for taking my call. One of the things that I've been thinking about the past few days, you know, if they want to cut pork out of the government spending or the budget, why don't you start with things like CPS or APS? Like CPS, they'll kidnap children. They get bonuses for doing that, and they get bonuses for putting them up for adoption. And to me, that makes it legal kidnapping. And where, you know, what other parts of the government are doing the same thing with all this wasteful spending? That's where they need to go after, not, you know, cutting, you know, people out.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of things that need to be done. There's a lot of things that shouldn't be done, should not be here in the first place.
Cutting money to the states? How about cutting money to all of these corporate beings? How about cutting all of, you know, bailing people out? How about cutting all of that stuff? That adds up to some money.
How about cutting the salaries of the ones in the Congress and taking away the full-time retirement after being there for one term and taking away the full benefits the rest of their lives? How about cutting that a little bit? How about making real people out of them, making them understand what it's like to work for a living? How's that for an idea?
Well, and if you cut the pork out, especially at bridges that go to nowhere, I think Congress and the Senate would be saving it. Possibly trillions of dollars, a couple of trillion dollars at least, because they are making in life miserable for a lot of people, because Trump is running the country like a business. He's not running it like a, you know, he's just turned us into a huge corporation. He's running it like a business. And he's going to, I mean, I never voted for the man. I didn't vote for the man. I never liked the man in the first place. Neither did I like Communist Harris. But, you know, who do we get to choose? The communist, you know, ACP is the American Communist Party is the Republicans. Excuse me. And the American Socialist Party American Socialist Party is the Republicans. American Communist Party is the Democrats. Which one of the two can we trust? And then we get, you know, a man that says that he doesn't need to be forgiven by God, and yet the church voted for him? I mean, they're the ones that put him in office. It was the Zionists.
Yep.
The Zionist Christians that put him there in office, thinking that they're just going to have another six-figure income coming back to him.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen on the day when these raptures start lining up to take the mark of the beast? Waiting on the rapture, because their Lord and their God, Donald Trump, said to do this, and they did jump to do it, because the handlers called Benny Hinn and, you know, and some of these other, you know, big-time preachers, say, do it.
Okay.
But we even have a bigger situation coming up on this. That I watched something this morning, because I keep up daily on the Social Security news, that now they're going to require everybody on Social Security that one time is going to have to present themselves and prove who they are.
In person.
In person.
In person, yes.
Yeah.
And they have to have an approved person ID by either the federal government or state.
We knew it was coming, Joe, for a long time. Knew it was coming. Got to jump, Joe, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon again. All right.
Thank you.
Before we go to the caller, Mildy, you want to give out the specials real quick? We only got about 5 minutes left.
Yeah, I do. I have these quarter-ounce American Gold Eagles if you're looking for gold. And gold is up in the aftermarket. We're looking at 3,060 in the aftermarket, 3,060, 3,061. And it just seems to keep moving up higher. So I do have a few of these for a quarter-ounce American Gold Eagle. They're $820 each. Now, if you figure that out times four, you're basically, if I figured out what a one-ounce coin would be, you're only paying a little bit more. And usually the fractional pieces are huge premiums over the regular price. So this is a really good deal at $820. So they can give me a call at 800-375-4188. And I got a few rounds. These are specials that I put together. They're limited. So if you really want them, you should call and get them. I have some silver rounds. Spot price right now is up 31 cents in the aftermarket, $34.51. I'll sell them at a buck over this, whatever spot is tomorrow morning, as long as it's going up. It didn't have to freeze here, though, at this number. So just call me, and I'll work the numbers with you with what will fit into your budget. So that's,
and folks, she'll do it, too. She really will. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch in Beverly.
Hello. Hello.
Melody.
Hello. Melody, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'd like to ask Melody. I know she, what do you think of gold hitting 3,000? Where do you think it's going? And if they do go to a digital currency, how are you going to be able to use gold and silver?
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not one.
You got about 2 minutes, too, Melody. About 2 minutes.
Thank you, Butch. I don't speculate on where gold is going and whether it's going to go up, because I understand the real meaning of gold is real money, and you're converting those paper dollars into real money, gold and silver. It's real money. And I think our paper dollars are going to lose value. And so 3,000 was a big resistant level. It passed it. We're going to have to see if it's going to run to 3,500. It's going to have ups and downs. But I don't see anything stopping it. So what wall is it going to hit, and when is it going to hit? But people shouldn't focus on that. You're converting your paper dollars into real money. And if we go to a digital, trust me, if we go to a digital currency, the system will collapse prior to that. They're just not going to welcome in a digital currency and say, and everybody's going to jump on the bandwagon and be happy about it. So the thing of it is, who knows? You're protecting your purchasing power. You will use it. You will sell it into the market and get the current rate of exchange, whatever that might be at whatever that time. So you can keep it in paper and risk losing, what, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% of the value, or get into something that's recognized globally as real money. I mean, central banks are buying it. So there's a place for it.
Think you'll be able to barter with it during hard times?
I think you got your silver, you got your gold for your savings account, and your silver for your checking account. So, yes. I mean, even through 2008, during all various times, even through COVID, I think, there was places around this country that accepted 90% silver. I can remember in the oil embargo in the 70s, gas stations giving discounts if you paid with coinage that was minted up and including 64. People have to feed their families. If they're in business, they're going to adapt. People become smarter than what they are today. Right now, they're in this system. This system changes, they'll adapt, or they and their families go hungry. So, yes, there is a place. And so it's very important to have backup.
Yes, it is. That answering your question, Bruce?
Yeah, very good. Great broadcast. I enjoyed listening to it.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Bruce. Thank you very much. Folks, we're down about the last mostly 2 minutes here. So, again, the phone number to call Melody tomorrow. And do call. Just ask questions. Maybe you don't know anything about buying yet, but you want to give information on what it means, how to do it. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. And I'll tell you this again. I say this a lot. If you're listening right now on shortwave, you listen to me, call Melody Searston, pays for it for us. She helps us tremendously on shortwave. She does. This broadcast will be rebroadcast at 11 o'clock Eastern time. And I'm trying to remember the frequency off the top of my head. Can't remember the top of my head. But nonetheless, she pays for the live broadcast. She's been a sponsor of this program for many years and a close friend of mine and Marcia's for a long time. So you can, if I didn't believe this, I sure wouldn't say it. You can trust this woman. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. I think you should give a call and ask any questions. Melody, what are you going to say in closing?
We didn't have a chance to talk about the things that are happening in the banks. They're becoming tight with their money. I have experience with two clients in this past week. They're having difficulties getting funds out of their banks. So it's coming, but you don't hear those stories and you're not going to hear it on mainstream media. So just be safe. And if you, whatever money you put into gold, you can always put it back to where it came from. It's not going to go to zero. So.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And the banks, and you talking today, the banks are not going to give people the money. They refuse to give it to them, don't they?
They make it very difficult, and there are a lot of scammers out there. You're dealing with someone that you think is, so you have to be very, very careful. I wouldn't talk to anybody that calls you. But anyway, that's it. You're okay. Out of time.
800-375-4188. Folks, we love you a bunch. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Come and talk to us, okay? Have a great night. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.